My name's Sarah Thornton and I'm Artistic Director with Collective Encounters. I'd like to thank you for downloading this podcast of Karen Hayes speaking and reading extracts from her work at the launch of our Arts and Dementia project, Live and Learn. I hope you enjoy listening.
Just listening to David talking just now, where have you gone?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right about that notion of translating, the artist as translator. Like, that's within, particularly within the field of dementia, that's our skill and our role, to attempt to be with a person in the moment in almost an improvisatory way. I don't know what they're going to say, and I certainly don't know what I'm going to say. I hope I'm not going to say very much, but sometimes I have to say a bit. And the way I work is one-to-one. I spend a lot of time, same as you, listening. I'm not very good with machinery, so I don't have a tape recorder. I've just got a pen. Reductive. And I suppose what I do is I end up with a lot of text on a page, all that's come directly out of that person's mouth, and then I take it home and I stare at it for a bit, and eventually, usually, I don't think it's ever not happened, but I suppose it might, something kind of, I don't know, there's like a sort of flight path on the page that just makes it clear what the trajectory of what was being said, you know, where it goes. I don't add anything of my own. All the words belong to the people who spoke them. The only thing that I might add is a tiny bit of punctuation, and I sort of place it nicely on the page because I'm a poet and that's the kind of thing I like. Why poetry? It's a very succinct form of communication. It goes directly to the heart. It's a very beautiful, just a very beautiful form. And it seems incredibly metaphorically well linked with the language of dementia. The repetitions, the beautiful kind of loops, and the loops that they're never the same twice. There's always a bit more or a bit less or a bit special. And when you're writing it by hand, sometimes they're very useful as well, because if you missed a bit, you know, you can come back and get it again, better. I like the repetitions. I like people's idiosyncratic language. We all talk in a very personal way. People with dementia talk in a very personal way, but they also talk in a very poetic way. At the end of the process, when the poems are made, I go back into whatever residency that I've been in for however, you know, sometimes 6 months, sometimes a few weeks, sometimes a year, and I try and read it back. Usually in a public format, so that there are lots of people who've been involved, that they can hear each other's work, that their carers, relatives, friends, and anybody else that's interested can hear the work. And what's wonderful is that although they very rarely recognise me, they recognise their own voice within the first line. So that's enough about me. I'm going to read some poems, if that's all right. I went into a care home, it was a private care home in rural Gloucestershire. I was waved through the barrier and nobody asked for my identification or anything else. And I came across a man lying in a cot, completely naked apart from a nappy, crying because his toes hurt. It was an incredibly sort of horrifying moment. And then suddenly he stopped crying and said, "Oh, you're here," and started to talk. His name's Miles Curtis Haywood. This poem's called The Rector of Stonehouse.
The Lady of Stonehouse.
Oh!
Sorry.
Entirely my fault, Karen. Can I...
It's all right.
See, I'm a technophobe.
She's a technophobe.
I'm an artist, I'm not a technician.
We didn't do technology.
Sorry.
I was thinking it was me. It seems like feedback. You know when you talk to Australia and you can hear your voice coming back? I thought it was that. Oh my God. I have to hear myself twice.
No, I don't know what I'm doing.
Leave it then.
Turn it off. Get to the red button.
Just turn the volume down.
I've done it off. It's on. I'm just trying to put this back now.
It's all right, though, because the very first thing I had to do when I'm doing this job was do a Skype conference. Frightened? Yes.
Anyway. You're paying me back.
Yeah, I am. The Rector of Stonehouse. The Rector of Stonehouse gave the same sermon every Easter. They came to the sepulchre and they saw. I wonder why, when people die, they become poor